Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
4 o'clock hour, Hawk and Crowder, Appel in for Hawk. He's in London, eating fish and chips and mushy peas. Crowder's here, Solana's here, Jimmy as well. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers have a back-to-back coming up this weekend, tomorrow at Montreal, Sunday against the Islanders. They are 4 points clear atop the Catlantic after their win against Toronto last night in Toronto, and they're 6 points clear of Tampa Bay. So if the season ended today, we'd get Tkachuk versus Tkachuk in the first round on the Panthers' road to a repeat. Give me that. If you thought the Battle of Florida was great playoff hockey and good for the sport, whew, wait till you get Tkachuk versus Tkachuk if it happens in the first round.
Oh, man, I love it. And they got to fight.
Yeah, well, see.
And I'm worried.
Grandma Tkachuk, according to Matthew, has said in the past that she doesn't like it if they fight on the ice. So Matthew and Brady, unless something really goes haywire, we won't see them drop the gloves against each other.
And to be honest, I love Matthew Tkachuk, the addition. We talked about Bill Zito and all he's done.
Who?
And Huberto leaving. Will Wiedo, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You like a little wordplay because I saw you hit me with the Catlantic and all. Uh-huh. You like the wordplay.
I mean, that's Catlantic.
Yeah, but. Oh, we're gamblers on this team. That damn Brady Tkachuk is big as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know if Lil Bro want to get into that with him.
Don't quote me on this, but Brady might be slightly better of a player than Matthew. Okay? He might be slightly better.
I obviously, of course, don't think that. I would never admit that Brady's better. Of course. Never.
But I saw after the final game in the Stanley Cup where the families came down and all that stuff, like Matthew has on skates, Brady's standing flat-footed. Brady's damn near bigger than Matthew with skates on, and I was like, damn, Brady Tkachuk is huge.
That's one of my favorite clips from the entire post-game celebration is Brady moved to tears, Keith Tkachuk moved to tears, because Matthew finally got the Tkachuk name on the cup. And now they're going to fight each other in the first round if the season ends today. I am all the way here for that. all the way
it's
here.
It's just hockey. It's just hockey.
It's just hockey. And listen, the last time I was on the air with you, Crowder, the Panthers. I need to formally apologize to you because I was useless for that 3 o'clock hour last week during the trade deadline when the Panthers acquired Brad Marchand, because I spent a half an hour scrolling, looking at my phone. I gotta know what the Panthers gave up for Brad Marchand. That's all I said for the entire 3 o'clock hour, and I was terrible for you, and I owe you a formal apology for it. But man,
it's okay. I was saying I was digging because you were excited, and I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. This dude is. I understand the excitement, though. I do now listening and going through it, reading what George Richards and everybody's stuff, like what they did to Boston. I understand it. But your excitement, I don't know, two grown men. I can say this to you. I love you, Josh. Very cute. It was cute what happened to you in that hour after you heard Brad Marchand coming to the Panthers.
Listen, there are two teams that make me react to things like that. USF football, really anything USF if they're playing for something, but USF football and the Panthers. It's a miracle. I've worked Panther games for Sports USA behind the scenes, but it's a miracle that I'm able to keep it semi-professional when I'm up there, because you saw how I reacted there, and that was an amazing, amazing day. And they're gonna add Matthew Tkachuk, Brad Marchand, and Aaron Ekblad to a team that's already rolling without them. I mean, road to a repeat.
You were excited. Road to a repeat.
Road to a repeat.
We have a whole segment about it. Yes, sir.
Road to a repeat.
It's good, though. I really can't wait to see your excitement and then just hearing everybody and now breaking it down. And I've read some stuff now where it was almost a postseason signing where Marchand might not play until the postseason.
I think he will.
I'm excited to see what that looks like. Of what, what the entire roster that my man Zito put together, because we talked about it. He's sneaking up on Riley levels now with what he's doing with the team. I can't wait to see this entire roster put together.
If they win a cup this year, I mean, Weedo might be. Weedo. Will Weedo.
Three appearances, 2-3. You got to start speaking about him and Riley in the same breath.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And look, I know you obviously have talked about how much you love Matthew Tkachuk. Brad Marchand is like the Channing Crowder prototype for a player that he would like. That guy is licking faces. He's just being an absolute pest everywhere. Like a famous incident years and years and years ago during a playoff game against the Lightning. Brad Marchand licked an opponent's face during a scrum.
Oh. Yep, lick him. That's it. Just let him know I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a punch off. I'm going to just get a lick in. Prototype Crowder.
You ever think of doing that in a fumble pile?
I've grabbed some crotches. I've had my crotch grabbed.
It's the worst place to be.
It's terrible to be. I've pulled face masks. I haven't licked anybody. I've researched guys' wives' names and talked about their wife on the field. To your point about getting under, so what I'm getting from the licking incident is that you're not trying to hurt the guy. You're trying to get under his skin. And I really was a get under your skin type guy. That's what I wanted. So for Marchand to be the get under your skin guy where you now have to respond to me. If I lick you in the face, you can't walk away from me. If I figured out your high school girlfriend's name and bring her up, you now have to turn around and say something to me. I love guys like that. It's the game inside the game. It's the mental side of the game that I loved.
Although I suppose licking someone through a face mask is probably not the easiest thing to do.
No. I got spit on. That's when I went crazy in Baltimore when LeRon McClain spit on me.
Mm.
And that's the only, you know what? Just to be honest, we're having this conversation. He got to me. Like, spitting on me, I've never been spit on before. I've had girls punch me, kick me, punch me in the face, kick me in the crotch. I've had, you know, I got in a bunch of fights.
You played in the SEC. You never had an opposing fan spit on you.
No. I've had batteries thrown at me, Josh. I've had ice thrown at me. I've been called racial slurs. It didn't get to me. Like, when that spit dripped down my face, I lost it. If it was Kendall Langford, Big Cat. That's my man. I still talk to Cat to this day. Big Cat grabbed me and picked me up off the ground because he saw it. It might be one of the only times in my life that I went red. I wasn't on a football field. I wasn't working. I wasn't going to get fined. Nothing clicked in my mind when I felt that spit hit my face from LaRon McClain. Nothing. I didn't care about anything else in the world other than choking the hell out of this dude. And he got to me, but I think that's pretty damn nasty.
It's got to be one of the only times, besides Matt Light. Matt Light and McClain, probably the only two, right?
Matt Light, I started. Like, I got under Matt Light's skin. That's why he went crazy. The LaRon McClain thing was the first time somebody got under my skin. Mm. It was the other. I was never the protagonist, antagonist. I was never on that side. I was always the guy that pissed somebody off to a point that they couldn't handle themselves. I was the antagonist in 115 out of 116. But LaRon McClain spitting on me, I couldn't deal with it. It's the only time I ever get spit on in my life. But I would rather get punched in the face than get spit on. I swear to you.
I have a similar story. When I was in middle school, a kid spit in my face in the lunchroom, and the assistant principal who saw it gave him lunch table duty. So who really won in that exchange? I did.
Lunch table duty?
Yeah, you had to clean the table.
There's an ass whooping that needs to be involved with a spitting.
You think I was going to give somebody an ass whooping? You look at me. You know me. And that was middle school, Josh.
You're 6'5".
I wasn't.
Go whoop somebody's ass, Josh. I'm sure you were bigger than him.
I think I was just more shocked that I got spit at in the face.
If anybody's ever been spit on, there is a 2 second buffer of figuring out what just happened. Like when the spit hits, you're like, what is this moisture on my face? What is dripping down my lip? This MF-er just spit on me. And then I went crazy. I don't remember the next 10 seconds of my life. I went nuts.
It's the heat from the spit that really gets you. Like, why is there hot fluid coming off of my face?
I'm telling you, I would rather, to this day, tomorrow, if you want to I don't want to say if you want to disrespect me, because there's people out there that want to. If you're mad at me, please walk up to me at Twin Peaks or Publix, punch me in the face, and I will be happier than if you spit on me. That spit is just the nastiest thing in the world you can do to a grown man.
Right.
Or to anybody, grown man, grown woman, child, 6-year-old baby. Don't spit on. When I was a baby, I don't want to be spit on.
All right, so if I feel crowd or disrespect, don't spit on him. Punch him in the face instead. All right, I wrote that down for future reference.
You're going to have worse consequences if you spit on me than if you punch me in the face. I promise you.
Let's get our headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour.
And they're brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Dolphins added a couple players, tight end Pharaoh Brown and running back Alexander Mattison.
Quick note on Alexander Mattison, by the way. Joe Schad wrote an article about Alexander Mattison's proficiency in short yardage situations, which is obviously one thing we have harped on with the Dolphins for a long time. So in his career, Alexander Mattison is 21 for 26. That's 81% in converting third down and fourth down and shorts. Raheem Mostert, 19 of 35. Jeff Wilson, 19 for 31. Devon Achane, 9 for 16. Consider that Derrick Henry is 99 for 131 in those situations, 76% in his career. But there is this stat about Alexander Mattison from the last two seasons that I found incredibly funny and very fitting, considering bringing back Liam Eikenberg and also signing a running back, that over the last two seasons in goal-to-go situations, that's carries inside the five-yard line, the last two seasons, Alexander Mattison, 19 attempts, negative 7 yards, 4 touchdowns. But he literally goes backwards from inside the five-yard line the last two seasons. Right behind Liam Eikenberg. I'm sure it'll work out great.
Don't run to the right. He's going backwards. Eichenberg's going backwards. Everybody's going backwards. But he's a power back. Achan's not a power back, right? They're both speedsters.
Yeah.
Raheem and Jeff Wilson leaving, so he has to be the power back. Hey, we don't have a lot of money. We got to figure it out where we figure it out, Josh. Hey. That's what this Mattison addition is.
Madison's going to get you 3 yards at a time, and that's about it.
It's fun. It's what Leroy Horde says about, like, him. He tell a coach, "Hey, coach, you need two. I'll get you three. You need five. I'll get you three." That's what the big back.
It's so like, true. That's Alexander Mattison.
Like, that's Alexander Mattison. It was funny. It's the weirdest that he was on my fantasy team, and that's why I was following him last year with the Raiders. Yeah, not a lot of points, but it is what he is. He's a banger. He's just gonna bang, and they needed that banger with Raheem and Jeff leaving.
Hopefully the Heat can bang out a win tonight at 7 o'clock at the Kaseya Center against the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Jason Tatum, Derek White, all questionable, while Al Horford is probable for the Celtics.
Yeah, tough sledding coming up for the Heat tonight. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Panthers got a nice win last night, 3-2 over the Maple Leafs. They are going to Montreal to take on the Canadiens tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Panthers are rolling.
Hey, Josh, quick with the Panthers, because you really follow it. You were talking about games in hand and all the stuff I don't understand. Like, what do the Panthers really have to do over the stretch of the regular season? Just win every other game? Like, yeah, I don't think they're rushing guys back from injury.
No. No lead is comfortable here. Toronto's really good, and they could reel off a winning streak at any time, and so could Tampa. But as long as the Panthers kind of hold steady here, you know, don't lose more than like a couple games in a row, they should be okay and hanging on. They're in a really good spot at the top of the division right now with, I think, what, like 16, 17 games left. So as long as there's not some kind of catastrophic collapse here where they're 3, 4, 5, 6 games under 500 for whatever reason the rest of the year, they're going to coast to that Catlantic division title.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I like to be the cocky fan, so I could be a cocky fan now. I like to blow people off with losses. Oh, the Panthers last night. Don't worry about it, bro. We good. I like to be the don't worry about it, bro, guy. So I can be that with the Panthers.
I annoy people by being the don't worry about it guy.
We good. Ain't nothing.
No big games in January.
On the weather, sponsored by the Mesman & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Temperature about 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies, low chance of rain here in South Florida.
We'll talk some Heat in the next segment.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't catch no chicken, don't make no stew.
Hawk and Crowder.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Back on Hawk and Crowder, Appel in for Hawk while he gallivants around London, eating fish and chips and sending videos of him saying, I mean, time of our lives, and a bunch of different things around England. I'm actually kind of jealous of his trip. I've never been over across the pond, and he's getting the full experience, going to a Bournemouth match, up the Cherries, and all that, you know, and blah, blah, blah. 50 minutes of heat. It's sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, and you could shop online at HollywoodKia.com. So the Heat and the Celtics tonight. Heat are 8-point underdogs against Boston, the defending champs. Our good friend of the show, everybody's favorite guest that I bring on, Drew Carter. Unfortunately, Drew could not make time for us today. Celtics have a back-to-back tonight and tomorrow. Just couldn't find the time to have Drew troll all of you for 40 minutes like we normally do. And obviously, that's a big thing for this show. You know, I feel like Drew has really developed a nice connection with the listeners here, and they truly enjoy his appearances. So if you want to watch Drew, he'll be doing, of course, the NBC Sports Boston broadcast tonight. But you can listen, of course, to Solana host Heat pregame starting at 5:40, and then, of course, tip off with Jax at 7 o'clock. So some notes for the Heat. There's 7 games below 500. If the Heat lose tonight, it would be the first time Miami has been 8 games below 500 or more since the 16-17 season, which, of course, was the year the Heat started 11-30 and then flipped the script the second half, ended up re-signing Hassan Whiteside, Tyler Johnson, everybody keeping that core together for what we now know was a pretty big mistake and probably should not have happened. But that's with the advantage of hindsight. I don't see how tonight gets any better for Miami. And I don't see how the next stretch of days gets better for Miami. The Celtics tonight, then they have a back-to-back against the Grizzlies tomorrow in Memphis, at the Knicks Monday at MSG, against the resurgent Pistons this year, next Wednesday down here at the Kaseya Center, and then Houston against the Heat a week from tonight. The Heat have really struggled this year, as many of you know, against teams with a winning record. All those teams, the next 5 opponents for Miami, all have a winning record. The Heat are 8-23 against teams with a winning record this season.
And the problem is, as we go back, we talked about it yesterday, Josh, that the 5 losses, one was just butt whoopings, but the other one were like 4-point, 5-point, 3-point losses, playing good teams tight. It's that guy at the end of the game that has to take it over, and I think that's what we're missing. And Bam, I love Bam Adebayo to death, but he's not the offensive threat that's going to say, 3 minutes left, we have 4 possessions. Give me the ball. Draw up something to get me the shot. We saw it the other day when he shot the leaving the hand 3 that didn't even hit anything and hit the ground and bounced out of bounds, went in the fourth row. It's like he's not, that's not his game. And it's cool not to be that guy, but as I watch a SGA in OKC, as I watch a Jalen Brunson, as I watch a Jason Tatum in Boston, as I watch, you know, different guys, like Hawk always says, I like the flair guy. I don't like the flair guy. I think I like the clutch guy offensively. Yeah. Like Steph Curry is not a defensive wall, but if you need 2 points, give the ball to Steph Curry late and watch what happens. That's the guy I think we're really missing.
Or if you need 3, but I would say I agree with you, Crowder, because I think there are still good pieces on this team, obviously, that would excel around a guy, right? Like, we know what this group looked like when Jimmy Butler was at his best. Right, we saw them make runs in the postseason. They just, as you said, need to find that next guy. And that's a good segue, because Ask Ira, Ira Wunderman, was asked about this in his column today. He said, it seems if we are stuck in NBA purgatory of not tanking, not elite for the foreseeable future, what is the theoretical optimistic path forward in the next 2 to 4 years? What should we be hoping for? There does not seem to be anything to pin long-term hopes on, because even if this franchise wanted to tank, it can't because of the horrible Terry Rozier trade and the first round pick due. So here is what Ira says to that. Ira Wunderman, Sunset. That is why all the things that went wrong with the Jimmy Butler situation, the abject inability to land multiple future first round picks, is among the greatest disappointments. Not only did the Heat only secure a single first rounder, but it is for this June's draft, meaning it can't be dangled in future trades. But you are correct. It's not as if the Heat can turn to a rebuild. Not with 2 first-round picks heading elsewhere over the next 4 years. About the only logical avenue for salvation would be finding another team willing to make a Luka Doncic blunder of a deal, and those only come around once in a millennium. So it kind of sounds to me there, Ira is just giving you one of these. I don't know.
I don't know, and... Oh, did they get enough back? I think, to his point, the Terry Rozier thing, Terry upsets me every time he gets in the game. Like, I become more religious because every time he checks in, I say, Jesus Christ. he's made me closer to God because I just, and that's the thing. Terry's not that guy. Terry's not one of the top 5 players on the roster. Like, we need a 1, and our future was messed up over a 7. Like, that's the thing. Pat, I know all GMs, all top guys make mistakes. Luka Doncic, what's the boy out there? Palinko's made some dumb decisions.
Palinko?
What's the boy's name? Robert Palinko, whatever the hell.
It's with an A at the end.
Palinka, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. He got Luka, but he's made some dumb decisions over it. Like, nobody's perfect. Pat Riley's not perfect. And I think now, you know, can he figure it out? I hope he figures it out. But we need a real 1. Bam's a great 2. I think Tyler's a great 3. I think we have pieces. Wiggins is a great – he's a – very good player, but we just don't have that dude. And it's funny, the guys I just named, SGA, Jason Tatum, all the guys I named, Giannis, like, what's our chances of getting one of those guys? And I think that's where Riley has to figure it out. But Ira kind of said it. How does that happen if somebody doesn't make a dumb mistake on another team?
Scary Terry earning that nickname for all the wrong reasons. And his tenure with the Heat.
Yeah.
And it's.
He scares me every time he shoots that little step back 3 that never goes in.
Never.
It never goes in.
The next one he makes will be the first one.
I would ask Terry to shoot underhand from now on. I've seen the normal shot. Shoot a granny shot, Terry, because the regular shot doesn't work for you.
I watched this Kate Hudson show on Netflix with my wife.
Ooh,
I think it's
yeah.
called Running the Point.
Yeah.
Right? They brought in some lady, I forget what country it was from, but there's this old lady to help one of their players who was struggling with free throws make free throws. And she told him to start shooting granny style. And guess what happened? He got better. So I'm just saying, Terry Rozier, granny style. I kind of want to see it.
Have y'all watched Celtic City?
Excuse me?
The Celtic City, the show about Boston basketball, like
I haven't yet.
To Bill Russell and all them people. Bro, it has Bill Russell and like Wilt Chamberlain, and they were friends and they battle in the playoffs all the time. And dudes back then shot granny shots. And nobody made fun of, you know, Wilt scores 100 in the game.
Allegedly scored 100 in the game. I mean, there's still, I know this has been getting some popularity on social media lately, but I'm kind of buying it because we have a lot of footage of a lot of things, but somehow we don't have any footage of Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100.
Well, I watched some footage of Wilt playing. This is, I question how good Bob Greasy was yesterday, so now I'm just on a run. Wilt Chamberlain was 7'2", playing against plumbers. Like, watch the footage. To your point, if you watch Celtic City, they have a bunch of footage of, like, Bill Russell and him playing. It was one play where he got 5 of his own rebounds. He shot, bounced off. He shot again. It bounced off. He shot again. And everybody else is reaching around his armpit trying to get the ball, and he's just putting it back up there. I'm like, I could have 20 rebounds a game if everybody's 2 feet shorter than me.
I know he's a Hall of Famer, but Bob Greasy, I mean, I could have handed the ball off to Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris, let's be honest.
Did you see the stat line of the 73 Super Bowl?
I played intramural quarterback at USF for 2 years. I think I can handle it. Spring football backup quarterback my freshman year on JV. I got Bob Greasy enough.
73 Super Bowl win. 37 rushing attempts. Greasy was 8-for-11 for 88 yards. I got Tua. I got Tua.
You know, it's what I first thought of is like that's Peyton Manning had that season with the Broncos where he did threw more interceptions than touchdowns, and they still won the Super Bowl that year. I feel like Greasy, plop no neck Peyton Manning down on that Greasy with that stat line, and they're still going undefeated and still won the Super Bowl.
It's blasphemy, as I've been told a number of times on social media, but I don't know, 88 yards in a Super Bowl win. It's just, yeah.
I mean, Howard Twilley would have caught that pass from anybody. All right, like Bob Greasy. It wasn't a difficult throw, let's be honest. I mean, Jim Kick from 1 yard. I mean, throw it around and hand it off. I mean, what's the big deal?
37 rushing attempts, 11 passes. Like,
I'd be coming on the next day and being like, listen, I don't know how the Dolphins are going to sustain this offense with this guy at quarterback at 30-some passing yards. How are we going to do that? That's not long-term. It worked now, but I'm not sure how much long-term it's going to be able to work.
And he's a Hall of Famer. I understand it, Josh. But
hey, is Cleo Lemon doing better than Bob Greasy on those teams?
Cleo can go 8-for-11 for 88 yards.
And it throws a great slant. That will work. That will work in that era. A little slant. But
Pennington might got him. I played with some guys that could go 8-for-11.
Man, we are getting flamed on the text line for this. Rightfully so. I mean, it's very disrespectful what we're doing.
Yeah. What have you guys been talking about? I zoned out. I was by no means part of that conversation with you guys.
Yeah, definitely did not see Dan and Jimmy nodding along vigorously in agreement with us. Yeah, I mean, look, it's disrespectful to Bob Greasy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time Dolphins legend. And Cleo Lemon, he could have done it.
It's funny because we looked the stats up, and it was a different time. But we just looked up Super Bowl stats, and I was like, 8-for-11? That was the game plan? Pop passes.
You got guys going 8-for-11 on one single drive now.
That's wild. It's wild. The game has changed, but
bring back the wing tee.
The damn Philadelphia Eagles are getting close to it. They're running the ball 30 plus times a game.
They just added somebody who
I say it all the time. if you see, to get back to not roasting Bob Greasy, because that's unfair. If you see what the good teams are getting back to doing, they have good quarterbacks. The Eagles, the Chiefs, Buffalo. Football swinging back to running the ball, dominating the line of scrimmage, controlling the clock. That RPO stuff, people are figuring it out. These DCs are very smart. Football getting back to balanced attacks. And if you look at the top teams on both sides, AFC and NFC, if you can't run the ball, you're sooner or later going to get your ass whooped by somebody that can run the ball.
The Eagles signed A.J. Dillon. Now imagine A.J. Dillon part of that tush push. That's a lot of beef there. It's a lot of beef. That's
a lot of tush. A lot of tush to push. I'm just we got action, Jack.
I don't know how we veered off from Heat talk to Bob Greasy's overrated, but and again, full disclosure, I'm sorry to Bob Greasy. A second apology of the show for me. Bob, I don't mean it. I mean it. But I don't mean it, Bob. All right? I'm sorry.
I'm going to see Bob soon. He'll cuss me out.
Don't tell him I said
just that. Like Larry Little cusses me out. Merck used to cuss me out. Duper's going to cuss me out. All the old guys cuss me out every time they see me.
You deserve it?
Because they hate young. I don't know, but they hate young players already. And then they know I talk on the radio a lot. And then somebody's going to tell them something I said about old school football versus new school football. And then Larry Little's going to see me at an alumni event and say, F you, Crowder. And now I got to argue with Larry Little. And he's still an intimidating human being. And I got to go at it. It is what it is.
I hope this Greasy segment doesn't make it back to Joe Rose.
It will. Mm. Joe was in that mid-ground. Joe was, you know, Marino time.
Yeah, but Joe worked with Bob for a while. I'm sure they're good friends. I'm not trying to disrespect Bob Greasy, even though he's a little overrated. Look, I don't want to disrespect him at all, all right? Dolphins legend, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, all that, all right? All due respect. Love Bob Greasy. Yeah. Amazing. All-time Dolphin.
Love Joe Rose. Joe Rose makes me a lot of money.
Oh. I love Joe Rose. He doesn't make me any money, but I do love Joe Rose.
Oh, okay. I loved Joe before, but Joe will put me on some events, and he's like, hey, come co-host this. Okay, yeah, how much? $5,000. Really? Oh, man, come on, Joe.
I love that Joe.
Joe's a good dude.
Yeah, Joe's the best. Big teddy bear.
Joe's a good man.
Yeah, I like him. One more thing on the Heat before we take a break. Let's bring it back full circle. How much, and this is always a difficult point to kind of decipher, how much of what's happening with the Heat right now do you pin on Spo? We know that the roster itself is not equipped to really do any sort of meaningful winning, right? Like, they just are what they are at this point. There's only so much a coach can do. Crowder, how much do you put on Spo?
I think, you know, he's not fighting with a full deck of monsters either, and we have to admit that, but I think Khalil Ware not playing in the fourth quarter is puzzling. I think Terry Rozier still getting minutes is puzzling at this point. I don't think we need to justify the Teddy Rozier trade anymore. You know, the injuries are hurting him. I don't put a lot on Spo other than the Terry Rozier effect on the team, which is ill effect, and just some of the rotations. And we've said it. Everybody knows Spo gets – you know, kind of stubborn sometimes with his rotations and all, but try some other guys. Like, let Khalil play late. I don't see a problem with that, especially last game when you had two monsters in the paint that were dominating. Like, put the young dude in the game. I know he's young. He might not be the best in defensive rotations and all the great things you want to do, blah, 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 but he's 7 feet. Let him go up there and jump in the air real high and let him try to do something. So, I don't put the record on Spo, but Spo's going to be Spo. So his stubborn rotations. But the biggest thing I put on Spo is playing Terry Rozier as much as he has, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like I've said it on the show before. It's always hard for me to criticize someone like Spo, who is going to forget more basketball than I will ever know, and then some. He's a multi-time NBA champion and one of the probably a top two or three coach in the league right now, if you ask any of his peers. So it's always hard for me to criticize the little intricacies of what he does with his rotations. his spotations. So I, you know, I try to give him benefit of the doubt, especially when the roster construction is what it is right now. Back with the 5 o'clock hour after this.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.